to another episode of the Bros 3 Podcast for December 16th, 2021. And how are you doing, fam? I say, how are you doing? I hope you're out there living your best life, and if you're not, guess what? Today would be a perfect day to start. Probably the perfect season to start, to be honest with you. I don't know if you can hear it. I got a little rasp in my voice. I was smoking cigars last night, so, you know. But I'm not going to lie. I like the cool jazz, the little raspy jazz. I feel like a jazz player, you know what I'm saying? Jazz singer or something. Skibidoo, my baby. I don't know. It's the one consolation of having a sore throat. It sounds just a little bit smoother, in my opinion. Excuse me, y'all. I know y'all heard the cough, but look, this ain't the Omarion. This ain't the... Dun, 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 touch. I ain't got a touch of none of that stuff out there. You know, I don't. Like, I ain't got the Omicron, you know, which I'm still having a hard time believing. Omicron, that sounds like an old Transformer from the 80s. I mean, you got Galvatron, you got, Optimus Prime. Yeah, you're going to have an Omicron. Omicron probably be a big planet, big circle planet, you know, robot. But what would it change into, though? You know, that's the problem. And I'm sorry, but whenever I even pretend to do the old Transformer thing, I was going, because that was the sound effect they made when Optimus Prime said, Autobots, roll out. And they were like, they turned from robots to, a Volkswagen Beetle, from a robot to an ambulance. Yeah, I said ambulance. If you could turn to anything, why would you become an ambulance? For my white listeners, why would you become an ambulance? Like, that's corny, right? Like, you could be a sports car. Look, I want to be a sexy sports car. That's what I'm going to do. Like, I ain't about to... Hey, Optimus Prime, Omicron, you can suck it, man.
We need someone to be the ambulance.
Man, look, we robots, man. Y'all can't fit up in me. I'm about to be a sexy race car. That's just what it is. They miss me with all that shenanigans. All right. Man, speaking of ambulances, it was still warm outside, but it wasn't that warm. So let's just say 3 months ago. That's a good time period. About 3 months ago, it was a Saturday. I was off and I was going to the grocery store. I was going to the grocery store. And I live not too far from a park. It's a nice park, I guess. I mean, it's got trees. It's got seats. It's got little walking paths. It's got basketball hoops. And, it's not bad. You know, it's a park. There's trees and squirrels and stuff. Yeah, I digress. So, as I'm driving, I see two cars, right? They're parked on either side of the road. And there's three people. All right, so do the math on this one. There's two cars parked on either side of the road. So one was going, east to west? One was going west to east. Wait a minute. One was going east and one was going west. They was facing the opposite directions. And they stopped. And then in the grass, there's a guy laying there. And he's moving. It's like he's holding his leg like, like that Family Guy skit, like when Peter hit his knee, right? It hurt, right? So I'm sitting in both of the people on their cell phone. So now as I'm driving by, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. I was like, well, maybe somebody hit the guy with the car. And I was like, well, why would two people stop? I don't know. I digress. I go to the grocery store. I get my little groceries. Now I'm coming back. As I'm heading back up the road, I see police. I see they got the rope. They got the street roped off with that police do not cross. It's like 6-7 cops. It's like two ambulances, and there's a helicopter. I was like, oh, dude got shot. The thing is this, right? Like, as I drove by, he looked like he was mildly inconvenienced at best. And he was like my age, maybe older, like basically old enough to know not to do whatever it is you did. But I didn't hear no gunshots. I guess what I'm saying is, it was very it's very inconvenient for me, because it was like 3 blocks from my house, right? So I had to go all the way around the block. They had a helicopter flying around. I don't know if they were trying to make it look impressive, you know, but when I saw it, it was just like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I went on with my Saturday. I don't know if that's normal or not, but I guess people always try to make it like super like, oh, I've been shot. And then like, oh, like even when you watch movies, like people say profound things, you know, and then they die beautifully. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh yeah, yeah. Tell your mother she was the love of my life. Oh. Like, no, that's not how it goes. Like, oh, it hurts so bad. Oh, it burns. It burns. Fun fact, bullet holes do burn. I mean, getting shot, it burns. I mean, it hurts also, but it's also burning. It's searing hot metal going through your body. Like, it hurts, it burns. But yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people who've been shot and shot people, and that's the one thing they say, you'd be surprised by how much it burns. Like, I would think so. Yeah, so, and then today at work, I'm going to get some gas, right? I'm wearing my mask, you know, I'm sitting there, and I like the mask, because you can make all the silly faces you want, and can't nobody really tell. I mean, they can see your cheekbones moving and stuff, but for the most part, they can't see how weird you are, right? And that's my saving grace. So, got my mask on, and every time I go in a gas station or something, like, I'm not going to rob it. But I could. I mean, the mask is already there. But, all right, anyway. So, I'm in there. They're behind bulletproof glass. And there's, like, 2 guys in front of me. Ain't nobody wearing masks. 1 guy behind me and 1 guy to my right. Like, I don't like people behind me necessarily, so I'm turning sideways so I can kind of see everybody. And I don't know if this is institutionalized or what, but, like, they were selling mugs. They were selling, like, a really nice, it was a metal mug, maybe pewter. I don't know. Metal mug. And it's around the candle, right on the counter, right next to other stuff they were selling. And I was like, if this dude act up, I'm going to grab that coffee mug. I'm decking him in the face. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking his boys, because he had on skinny jeans, some tall black dude, kind of husky, kicking his knees from under him, and I'm booting this guy in the chest. Like, I already now got steel-toed boots on. Like, I don't know if it's normal, but that's what I do, all right? So anyway, the guy to my right, he looks like a Viking, big guy. He's got a beard, nice beard, like, you know, down to his chest or whatever. He's got 4 Red Bulls in his hands, and he's like, I think I'm having a heart attack. Now, I'm looking at the brother, and no one else showing concern for the man. Like, everybody else is like, look, I'm trying to get back to my truck. I ain't trying to pay no attention, right? He like, do you have any aspirin? Like, talking to the lady behind the bulletproof glass. The aspirin's like above us. Like, it's on hooks. So he's a tall guy. He grabs some aspirin. He's like, can I just take this, like, right now? Like, I was like, bro, you all right? He said, man, I'm feeling pressure, like, real bad pressure on my chest. So, like, now I'm watching him, right? Because if he fall out, just like I was thinking about hurting him, I'm like, okay, cool. If he gets wobbly, leave him to the ground, right? You know what I'm saying? Take my smartwatch, put it on his wrist. Let's get a reading of that blood pressure. You know what I'm saying? The whole nine. And fun fact, or just one to grow on, fam, if you are ever in a situation where 911 needs to be called and the people around, do not say someone call 911. You point to somebody, say you call 911. Because if you say someone, everyone's going to think someone else is going to do it. You point to somebody, you, Karen. Ah, shucks. I don't know how to talk. Yeah, you give someone a direction to do it, because if you don't, then everyone's going to think someone else is going to do it. All right, so anyway, I watch this guy. He takes the bear aspirin, and so I'm sitting there watching him, and I said, you good? Before I left out, because my thing is, if he was having a heart attack, he would have passed over, killed over the whole nine. You got 4 Red Bulls in your hand. More than likely, anything, too much caffeine. But still showing concern. He said, yeah, man, thank you. I said, not a problem. And as I'm walking out,
as I'm walking out the back door. He's back shopping, and I could have swore I saw him, like, shoplift. Wasn't my problem, though. Kept it moving. And, I mean, just, I don't know. It just, things happen. It's like, like, that brother could have, in theory, had a heart attack or about to have a heart attack, and no one cared. I mean, is that what we do now? Like, I was driving home the day before yesterday, and I'm not just going to give you blow by blow what's going on in my life. It's just, these things happen. It's like, okay, so I'm driving down the street, and I got like 2 blocks to get home. One thing I do is go up a street, hang a right, and then hang another right. I guess that's 3 streets. All right. 3 streets away from my house. Right? There's a stop sign. A person has their blinker on, going to the left. So I'm right behind them, and they're going to the left. But they just stop. Okay, so I'm waiting. I don't believe in honking the horn or nothing like that, because you never know what that person going through. So I go to the left of them. Now, granted, based on their turn signals, they're going to make a left, right? So I'm moving over very cautiously. At the stoplight, this little woman, I'm about to call her heifer, but this little heifer, fuck it. Oh, shucks. Oh, damn it. All the bad words. Sorry. This little heifer is on her cell phone. Just at the stop sign. Like, you couldn't park your car. And yeah, maybe you're checking for directions. I get it. But like, you couldn't just park the car to do this. I don't get it. Because, and then what if she didn't see me and then made the left? It would have been an accident. And it would have been, quote unquote, my fault. Even though you're on your phone checking your snaps and your Googles and your TikToks. Like, is it really that important? I don't know, man. Well, okay, this thing happened, and it's been on my mind and my heart, and I don't know what to do with it. So I'm gonna pass it off to y'all. All right. I don't like going out in public anymore, right? It's not necessarily fun to me. And when I do, I take the precautions, right? I put on the mask. I hand sanitized the whole night, right? So, I was at the Family Dollar, and there's a guy. He works there. He's a cashier or something. I don't know if that's disrespectful, but he's you give him the money, and he gives you a change and stuff, right? So, I think they call cashiers. They might be called money attendants. I don't know, right? So he's. Every time I go in there, it's a hood Family Dollar. So they play music. Now, over the loudspeaker, this guy's his phone plugged up. He's playing gospel, right? He's an older guy. Let's just say about early 50s, something like that. I don't know if he's slow. I don't think he is. But yeah, he listens to his gospel music, and sometimes he starts singing, you know, melodies from heaven or whatever. He's enjoying life, and I envy him for that. You know, because he could be like, I hate my job. But no, he gives great customer service. One time I asked the brother, yo, where is this? And he didn't know. And instead of just saying he didn't know, he was like, well, maybe it's over here. I said, okay, cool. So I'm walking off. He walking with me. He want to check. I say, man, look, I already checked. I didn't tell him this. So I was like, I checked over here already. It wasn't over here, right? But he's like, okay, well, maybe it's over here. I say, you know what? Don't even worry about it. I don't even need it. He was like, no, I'm gonna check. Like, no, bro, just you doing too much, man. Just it's fine, right? So anyway, I went up and to get my stuff or whatever, and his manager was right behind him. She's there all the time, right? There were some kids in front of me, so his manager behind him, and like the kids were short. They were short money, and he was like, "Don't worry about it. I pay for it." And I thought that was super dope. And his manager was like, you got to stop doing that. I think his name is Byron. He looks like a Byron. I'm going to call him Byron. Like, Byron, you got to stop doing that. You know what I'm saying? These kids come in here every day, and they ain't got enough money to buy these Snickers and candies and stuff. And you got to stop doing that, Byron. They taking advantage of you. And he like, hey, Melody's from heaven. Just a good dude, right? And I was like, that's dope, man. We need more people like that. Right? So then I move up. It's my time to you know, get my little stuff, right? So he says $14.55. Okay, I give him a 20. Bam.
Jesus!
Kid keeps calling. All right, so it's my time to buy my little stuff, right? So as I go in there, it's $14.55, right? So he gets a little change, whatever. And I look at his hands, right? Yeah, maybe he been using a lot of hand sanitizer, right? His hands are crusty and cracked, right? Well, okay, cool. I guess. And then I'm looking at his nails, and his nails are long, like cocaine pinky long. Like if it looked like he was in American Wolf and he was like mid transformation. Like if he swiped at me. Like, you know, he could rip somebody's throat. The nails were very long and they were thick. Like yellowish, callowish. I don't think that's what nails do. But they were thick, right? No, these were not human hands. These were mole claws superimposed on a human. It was a Photoshop of a person's hand. I didn't like it, right? So he giving me my money back, right? The four singles he put up in my hand. Like, I got my hand, like, lower. Cause that, so, let gravity put it in my hand. You can't touch me with your altered beast hands. That's not gonna happen. And then, like, he had the change in his claw. Like one of those claw machines, right? And I'm like, just drop it, just drop it. And then, like, he got too close to me. And his nails kind of just grazed inside of my palms. And I promise you, I want to slap fire at that boy. I mean, man, I just... like his nails, I felt them on my I mean, look, I didn't care that Kirk Franklin was playing. I heard Stomp and I almost put a boot up his ass. Like, you look, you know that you got 6 inches of adamantium hanging off and adamantium, the Wolverine claws. You know you got saber-tooth talons and you over here trying to precariously put 2 quarters and a nickel in my hand. Look, man, you can round up, round down. Give that money to them kids, bro. Like, you probably Bandersnatch hands having month. Okay, all right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Right? So, I said thank you, and I went behind my mask. I quickly disinfected my wound. He didn't break the skin, but still, man, that ain't, nah, bro. All the gospel music in the world, man. You do not get a pass for in the middle of a pandemic. You out here scratching mugs? Like, nah, bro. Ugh. So anyway. Okay, so that happened. What? Oh, yeah, my job. Okay, so what? I've been there for... I started a new career in May. I think I told y'all that. And what? I've been on the job for about 3 months now, and I enjoy it. Now, with that being said, there's certain things that, you know, coming from my previous career as a CEO, I still have certain guards up, certain defenses, certain things you just can't say to me, and that's just what it is. You know, like, that's not kosher, because you're a man before anything. Or a woman, depending on your gender or whatever you, gender fluid, binary, nah, whatever. Like, you gonna respect me as a man. Like, I'm gonna respect you as whatever you identify as. I got no problem with that. Now, just because I don't have as much time as you do, you know, that's, you know, I'm gonna take a little ribbon, you know. I'm gonna take a couple jokes on my behalf. I get that. Certain things you not gonna do. Just I can't allow that, right? So, all right, so how do I want to say? All right, so a brother pulled up on me, right? He's my senior. He's my senior. He's somebody I answer to, right? I'm in my car, right? It's almost time to go. Let's say it's about 10 minutes before it's time to go. And I'm in my car, turned on the car, and heating up, listening to music, whatever. And he's parked right next to me. Wait a minute, first and foremost, like, look, there are certain things I don't understand about office etiquette. And okay, it's frustrating. It's infuriating, just a little bit. Perfect example. I park away from everybody else.
That's just what I do. I need my little distance. I don't mind walking, right? So everyone, they park close to the door. They can't wait to get out, you know, get to the door. I park far away. That way I know my car is just where it is. I ain't got to worry about nobody, nothing, right? Been parking there for a couple months now. Well, I come into work, somebody took my spot. It's a nice spot, right? It's out the way. It's unassuming, right? It's a good spot. When you see it, you know, if you don't mind walking, you might get a little jealous. My whole thing is I've been there for months. It ain't technically my spot. I come into work, still dark outside. Somebody had the audacity to be in my spot. But it ain't my spot. So I'm okay, cool. Okay, cool. I ain't tripping. It ain't none of my business, right? And then I come in and I say hi to people, right? And I know it's early, but that's just what I do. I say, hey, good morning. Just because that's what Mr. Rogers say do. You know what I'm saying? When you was in fifth grade, you know, your teacher come in, hey, what's up, class? And you say, hey, good morning, Mrs. Shepherd. Like, that's what you did, right? So now we grown-ups, we can't say hi to somebody, right? Whatever. So, and then, like, I don't like people telling me the same thing over and over again. Like, that burns my biscuits, man. I can't listen to the same corny story every time, every day. Like, okay, there was a guy, right? There was a guy, and he did an impression of one of the other guys I work with. He was like, ah, hey, what's going on? Right? I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Every day for the past 3 weeks, when he see me, hey, Tony, I say, hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's going on? It's even funnier today than it was 3 weeks ago. Like, don't come with better stuff. Let something that was a moment, it happened, and let's have another moment. Like, don't keep reliving that same moment. Like, I don't like that, right? Or, okay, we had a new person start working there, right? And she happened to be a woman, a white woman, right? So there's nothing but white men that work there, and there's a black dude, and then there's me. The black dude started after me. So when I seen him, the first thing I'm doing, I'm sizing up his blackness, right? Like, the brother come in and he's got a Dunkin' Donuts cup, right? It's one of them clear cups. It's like a Starbucks cup almost, right? It's a clear cup, Dunkin' Donuts, and that ain't coffee, bro. Like, it's a Frappa-Lappa-Lappuccino. Like, it was all milky colored. Like, that ain't coffee. That ain't bro. Like, what you sipping on, cuz? Like, what? Nah, man. That's what am I smelling here? Is that a half foam latte? Like, so. And we shouldn't do this, but as black people, nah, bro. How hood is you, right? So I started talking to him, because every white person was like, because every time I see him, I speak to him. And white people take notice of that. Like, yo, why is it every time black people see each other, like, no matter what they do, you know, in this field, y'all always talk to each other? I know the reason, and the brother know the reason. The reason we talk to each other is because we far and few and in between. If you need something, I got you. Lean on me when you not strong. You know what I'm saying? Except for that weak cup of coffee you got there, because that ain't coffee. That's chocolate milk, man. Like, what is you doing? That Cinnamon Toast Crunch. After you eat the crunch, man, that's just the milk, bro. Like, but whatever. Not judging you. I'm just trying to see where you at, right? So we start talking. I'm like, oh, okay. He hood. All right, cool. I don't know why we had to do the whole, had to get the pass. But anyway, the white woman there, right? And there's only one other woman that worked there. So I see her and I'm like, should I speak or should I not speak? I say, I ain't gonna speak. And I was like, well, that's kind of rude. Now, I remember my first day. I wish somebody would spoke to me. Maybe I'm gonna go say hi, right? She eating lunch, whatever. And I walk over, I say, and again, I'm about to turn away. Like, it's anxiety is crazy. So, like, I'm walking, I stop, I turn away, and I go back. And then, like, I say, hi. She look up, say, my name is Tony. She don't say nothing. I'm like, all right, enjoy your lunch. And I walk away, and I'm like, I just knew I shouldn't have said nothing, because she gave me the Karen look, right? I'm not judging this woman, just based on
perfect. I don't like talking to people and they don't speak back. So that puts you on my stank list already. Okay, back to the initial story. So I'm in my car, right? Brother walks over to my, not the brother, but the other man, not the brother man, walks over to my driver's side door. So I see him there. I roll my window down. And through gritted teeth, he tells me, "I'm getting real tired of your S." Y'all know what S means, right? I'm getting real tired of your S. So now, I'm trying to figure out what energy should I respond to. Like, how do I approach this situation in an office setting? Because to me, my brain arm had to go back to my training. Are you tired of my S? Then what you gonna do? You gonna take a nap or we gonna dance? Like, what's really hood? Like, we doing this? Like, this how you, them the first words to come out your mouth. This the energy in which you wanna approach this. Okay, well, fine, fair enough. Like, crack my neck, get out the car. Like, okay, well, what specifically are we talking about? Cause you know, like, you, dude, we in the parking lot, right? And you getting tired of my ass, well, either I'm going to put you to sleep, you're going to put me. Like, what are we talking about specifically, right? So then he tells me something. And I'm like, so what do you want me to do? Because I'm going to give you a pass on the whole you getting tired of my ass stuff. Because to me, when somebody said they getting tired of my ass, that means I'm purposely doing something to make your job, to antagonize you. Right? If I don't know, I don't know. But the way you putting it, I purposely know something. And I'm purposely making your life harder. With that being said, we got to, come to some kind of understanding. So anyway, I'm talking to him. And he like, oh, well, this, that, and other. I'm okay, cool. Well, you said, boom, boom, boom. And then like, midway while I'm talking to him, he just turn around and walk away. Now, fam, I'm going to let y'all know. That's probably not the best way to deal with something like that. You know, like, because it's like basically you saying, skip what I'm talking about. What I'm saying ain't important, right? And yeah, I had to come home and my daughter was like, you know, everything okay? I'm cool. Went in the bathroom, put some water on, took a shower. I had to go lay down because the realness in me was like, you know, just, okay, look. And I'm not, this is not, this last 10 minutes ain't talking about how bad I am, right? That just, this ain't my world necessarily, you know, that ain't that, right? So I put it like this, y'all, and this is a real story. This ain't something made up. Back in the day, back in my CO days, brought to you by Old Employment, bum, 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 I don't know, right? Little young guy comes in, right? A little heavyset white guy. Let's say he was 19, right? So, he, excuse me. Comes in, heavyset little white guy. He's got the little nerd glasses, the gender neutral haircut. Like somebody who really shouldn't be in jail. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at him and I'm like, yo man, what's your deal? And you know, okay, yeah, I'm big and tall and black, so that, you know, automatically is a little butthole clenches or whatever, right? So I'm like, yo, man, why are you in my jail, man? What, you brought some library books back late or something? He didn't say library, he said library. And he's sitting there shaking his head, and I'm like, okay, so what you in my jail for, bro? Like, speak up. Like, what's this? What am I looking at here? The cop that brought him in said, oh, you here for criminal recklessness or something? Some real petty stuff, I don't know. I'm like, dude, you ain't built for this. Like, you can't be here. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gonna make you their girlfriend, bro. Like, real talk, when I saw you, I thought you was a lesbian. Like, I thought you was a whole, you know, female, bro. Like, I supposed to put you up in here with these killers, bro? And he's sitting there looking at, I say, bro, you know what they gonna do to you? Like, you know, and then from there, you know, gotta embellish. My whole thing is, he's 19, bro. Like, you know, out there stealing gas or something, because his girlfriend told him to steal some gas and he didn't jump in the car or something. Oh, so you's a goofy, you's a send off, right? So the girl told you, where she at? Because apparently you look like her. I mean, what she look like? Like the whole nine, right?
And I talked to the brother. I said, yo, you got 2 days to bond out. If you don't bond out, you're going into general public, general pop. I'll put you up in there with them goons, bro. You over here looking like Ellen DeGeneres, man. They're going to have fun with you, bro. Like, you better get your money up and get the hell out of here, right? Well, he didn't get his money up, right? So his 40 hours goes up. He goes in the population. One of the other officers say, Tony, what'd you say to that dude? I say, what you talking about? Well, apparently little man then pooped on himself on purpose and walking around with poop on it. So now nobody take his little hidey hole. I said, you lying, bro. Say, nah, man, you walking around there with Hershey chocolate poo-poo on his boo-boo. Like, you know, like that. So when somebody run up on my car talking about the TCS reports, or, you know, you supposed to fill out the forms in triplicate, bro, don't run up on me like that. You know what I'm saying? You can't. No. If a brother looking at life in jail can show me respect, you can too, Mr. Officer Manager. Like, I don't like that. But it is what it is. That was a whole tangent. I don't know. Just, all right. I read something, all right? I read something that said, what is it? 6 warning signs you are emotionally and mentally exhausted, right? Said, number one, easily irritated. To me, that don't really ring true. I mean, look, the list is the list. I'm not arguing the list. My whole thing is this. Like, some people just are easily irritated. You know why? Because they move in their own lane. Like, I don't move in your lane. I don't put my left turn signal and stop at the stop sign and make you a part of my life. Like, you know what I'm saying? I obey the rules of the road. I get to where I'm going. I don't scratch you with, you know, long nails. I, you know, move around. So I don't subscribe to that. Number two is anxiety attacks. Now, the anxiety part thing, which I was having, oddly enough, I was having an anxiety, quote unquote, attack. I guess it looks different on different people. You know, I start to hyperventilate because I think that's my body, maybe perceiving danger that's not there, right? And oddly enough, I was driving, I was going to Ace Hardware, and I was talking to someone, and as I was talking to him, I noticed I started talking faster, and I started like hyperventilating, like I'm talking to him, and then your brain gets to racing. And so I'm talking to this person, I'm like, I think I'm like, I'm freaking out a little bit. And they were like, are you okay? I said, yeah, man, but you know, same time, anxiety is good, right? I mean, anxiety makes sure, you know, like you, and I'm talking, but I'm also trying to, you know, be funny. But then I actually had a thought. Like, I know that sounds stupid, but I had a thought. Like, if you were a caveman, right? You're a caveman, and y'all about to go hunt a woolly mammoth for the first time, or a saber-tooth tiger, something that's really big, right? This is, saber-tooth tigers, would cavemen hunt the saber-tooth tiger? I feel like a saber-tooth tiger should be in warmer climate. Skip it. Let's go woolly mammoth. You trying to hunt a woolly mammoth for the first time, right? And the thing is, the first time is probably not, you're not going to be successful, right? Because they move in herds. And so, you know, you say ooga booga, ooga booga. And, you know, the main guy's like, look, just trust me. But they ain't using words like ooga booga. Like, just trust me, man. I know what I'm doing. Like, we're going to run up in here. We're going to take these sticks. And like, what's a stick? Stick, the thing, ooga booga. Okay, we use ooga booga for everything. All right, cool. Ooga booga, I'm going to take this stick, right? You see the thing, the thing we put on top of that? Right, what's the thing? The sharper ooga booga. You talking about, oh, sharp stone. Okay, cool. Take the sharp stone. We're gonna run up in there, and we're just gonna start stabbing, like, yeah, 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 right? And you're gonna be like, that's gonna work. You're gonna be like, ooga booga, like, who you think you talking to, cuz? Like, who invented fire last week? You. All right, then. Look, man, we're gonna put the stick gonna wrap the stone on the stick, and we're gonna start stabbing these woolly mammoths. And guess what we're gonna have tomorrow? Like, what we're gonna have tomorrow? Clothes, baby. Clothes. Yeah, see, like, I already got it figured out. We're gonna skin the woolly mammoth. And then we're gonna have clothes. They're gonna be like, oh snap, like the Flintstones. They're like, what's the Flintstones? I don't even know, but it's like it'd be a dope TV show, wouldn't it? Like, what's a TV? Don't even worry about it. I'm on a whole nother level, right? So anyway, y'all in the snow, right? Y'all waiting, right? And your body's taking that oxygen. And you like, look, if the woolly mammoth step to the left, I'ma counter, move to the right, get that sweet rib meat. Yeah, 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 with the stick, with the ooga booga, right? So I'm trying to explain this to this person as I'm having a panic attack. Like, yeah, because, you know, ooga booga and coconuts. And they were like, okay, ooga booga and coconuts. Yeah, yeah, woolly mammoth, coconuts. And they was like, well, you know, woolly mammoth, that was the ice age. Coconuts, it wouldn't have been warm enough necessarily for coconuts. And who called them coconuts? I'm like, ooga booga, ooga booga. And then from there, the thing about having panic attacks or anxiety, I guess, is I tried to explain it to somebody. It's kind of like, well, at least mine, at least that particular one. It's kind of like being in a plane and you're the pilot and you're focusing on the ground. Like your plane is pointing toward the ground and you know the only thing you have to do is pull up. Pull up on the stick, the plane comes up. Basically, change your thought, and you know you can bring yourself out of it. But the thing is, you start standing at the ground, and then you start seeing stuff. You come out the clouds, and you see buildings, and then you start getting closer. You're like, oh, I can see in the building, or see in the windows, and then you're like, oh, there's a top of trees, and oh, I can see people, and there's the ground, and you know you can pull up and like not hit the ground, but you're so fascinated by it, you keep staring at it. I think that's what a panic attack kind of is. Like, your brain gets caught in a loop of thoughts, and you know you can think your way out of it, I guess, but you can't. Or you choose not to, maybe. Okay. That went all over the place. All right, so let's see. The 6-1 signs, you're emotionally and mentally exhausted. Number 3 is trouble sleeping. Which, I don't know, man. Like, the older you get, the less sleep you get. Oh, you wake up more. Like, I at the job, there was a guy, he's like 50-ish. He says he wakes up like 4 or 5 times a night because he has a swollen prostate. I guess that one don't count. But trouble sleeping, like, you know, if you got things on your mind. Number 4, not patient. Not patient. That seems the same as number 1, easily irritated, but... And then number 5 is small things upset you. So I say 3 of those things are kind of the same. But I would argue this. A lot of people let a lot of things go, right? Like, I'm the type of person, if I go to McDonald's and they mess up my order, I don't drive back around. Okay, cool. I guess I'm eating a chicken sandwich today. Like, it's not a big deal, right? I think a lot of us let things go. But we have a few things that we kind of stand on. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a few things. You're like, okay, well, this isn't cool. Like, I know people who they'll call and argue a $5 charge on their cell phone bill. Not me. Like, I look at the bill, okay, so I don't know how much it's supposed to be. 93, 95, 92. Hey, looks about right. 87, yeah, okay, cool. Like, I'm not gonna sit and argue a $3 charge, $5 charge, $7.50 charge. Like, I got bigger things to do in my life. If I go somewhere and I'm trying to shop for clothes, you know, I pick them out, and if I go to the line, the line's too long, I'm leaving the clothes.
I mean, I'm not easily upset. I don't want to sit here and wait. I got things to do, right? Like if I pull up in a restaurant, if I pull up in anywhere, if it's too much of a hassle, I leave. It's not a big deal. But there are certain things that, and they might be small to you, but they big things to me. Like, I don't like when people are late and it's on my time. You know, like you didn't care enough to leave 5 minutes earlier. You know, and that's the thing. That's the thing at my previous job, right? And even, and I'm not using this just to complain about my job, but this is my thought behind when I had a problem at my job. The previous job, being a CEO, I looked at it like this. There are other officers that work here. There are 4 different shifts. There's someone here 24 hours a day. So you decided to do this thing. I would use a bad word, but you know, family listens. This effery. This is the effery you decide. Effery. This is the shenanigans you decide to pull while I'm working. So, at all the people, at all the COs that's working here, you thought I was that sweet one, right? You thought this was what I can do this to him and he that guy. I would take it personal. And if you think I'm this sweet trick that you're going to do this to, you got nothing. I'm going to make you definitely reconsider you ever thinking I'm that sweet trick that you think I is. Like, so, long story short, the guy at my job who said he was tired of my S, like, me and him had to have a conversation. You know, like, I wouldn't pull up on you like that. You're not going to pull up on me like that. But, you know, long story short, we came to an understanding. And that's the thing, man. Most of us, we just need to come to an understanding. This is my limit. We're not doing this no more. You know, and it worked out. Now, I still keep certain things close to the chest. Like, okay, and this last story, and I'm going to get out and out of here. While I was in my training, right, this is when I was still fresh with the law enforcement, corrections mentality, right? I'm sitting there, I'm talking to some guy. This guy, he's a big wig. He's been there for a very long time. He holds a lot of clout in my profession. I'm going there. So me and him, we sitting there talking, you know, just 2 chairs, right? Sitting there talking, he's showing me some paperwork. That's how you do this, and you know, blah, 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 right? So a big guy walks in. Big guy, he's covered in tattoos. You know, he's a big boy, right? So I'm sitting there. I look at him. He looks at me. Okay, cool. So we make eye contact. He don't say nothing. Okay, cool. Strike one. So I look away and I look back. He's still looking at me. He ain't said nothing. Okay, strike two. You know, because to me it's like you staring at me, you need to acknowledge me or flip me off or something, let me know something. I don't know what the vibe is, right? So I go back, I'm talking to my guy, right? So he's showing me the paperwork, and the guy I'm talking to, he looks over at the big guy. So he acknowledges him. Hey, what's up, big guy? Ain't nothing much, trainer. What's going on with you? Right? So now he's standing over me. I'm still sitting down, big guy standing over me. So the trainer looks at me. No, big homie say, yo, get up. So I look at my trainer. I'm like, you know, my trainer gave me a look like, hey, what are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? Now, the way the look say, like, I mean, if you that sweet trick, I mean, get up, I guess. I mean, you know, that's the vibe I got from the head now. Like, hey, what are you going to do, right? When my trainer said, hey, you know, get up. To me, get up means, yo, get up and let this homie know what time it is, right? Because, again, still in CO mode, right? I said, hey, what's up, big homie? He was like, nothing much, right? I'm like, you done came up in here. You ain't spoke. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he meant get up and, you know, represent. You know what I'm saying? Yo, you came up in here, you ain't spoken. Like, we got a problem or something, cuz? Like, you know, went that way. And then the trainer was like, Tony, what are you doing, man? Like, get up and let the man sit down. I need to talk to him. I'm like, oh, yeah, no, totally. I mean, when you said get up, I thought you meant get up and, you know, wreck shop, you know. And, you know, like, yeah, no, he can have my seat, not a problem. It was a misunderstanding. That's all. All right. Fam, I'm going to let y'all know. This episode, this is me trying to get my feet back in the game. If you listen this long, then kudos to you. The fact of the matter is, for the last 2 months, you know, haven't really been able to do this. I mean, it's not that I couldn't do it. It was that self-doubt, I guess. Not even self-doubt. It was something. I can't really quantify it. I mean, I got more responsibilities now, but at the same time, it was like, I think there are so many more, I can say important, but everyone has a voice, right? On this thing, on this app, it's, you know, sis, she comes in, she say, yo, you know, do a podcast, you know, with Anchor. And I've had people, they've reached out to me. They were like, yo, we missed the podcast. Well, I had someone send me a screenshot, and it was their number one listened to podcast. You know, I had a Grammy nominated person, I don't know what you call them, producer, performer, whatever, Grammy nominated. I don't know when the Grammys are, but yo, man, we're at the podcast. Like, you know, I missed that. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this because you don't know how important you are to someone's life. Like, you have an idea, but you don't know. Not fully. And I guess what I'm saying is, we all have a voice. We all have something special and important to say. Our thoughts mean something, but you also want to speak in the right spirit. Like, I've had a couple opportunities with this podcast that's come up, and I kind of wanted to sit down and make sure I moved in the right direction. And this is actually me trying to get back in the groove. Like, you don't want to just do something for money, you know. You don't want to do something when you're not even sure how you want to move. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyway, that's going to be the episode of the podcast. And if you need somebody to talk to, you can call me, text me, 219-964-7781. Do the things if you want to. If you want to hit the like, share, subscribe, then do that. You know, that's cool. Instagram sent me something talking about that I want to move my page to a professional page. I don't know what that means. Anchor, they told me about other financial avenues. I don't know what that means. But I like talking to you. Okay? And I know people who check in, and I thank you for that. All right, y'all be sweet, y'all be good. If you didn't like this one, we'll try again next week. We're gonna get it right. All right, y'all be sweet. I love y'all. Bye.